Okay, ready to begin?
Sure.
Okay, today we do the melacha.
Small olam.
Yeah. Maybe people still come. I don't know.
I have to skedaddle out of here at like 9:30.
Okay.
Okay.
I've got them already. You can stay at the Abundant Center.
Okay. Hamapshit min ha'or kidei lasos kemiya chayiv. So the melacha of mafshid is what? Is taking the skin off the animal. Whereas you have the skin, and then you have the basar. So if you take the skin off the animal, that could be mafshid. But let me show you, just for sake of clarity, Rabbi Goodman explains it very clearly here on page 19, just for the sake of clarity. Because of Harambam, Hamafshit min ha'or, Kloma chelik min ha'or. In other words, it doesn't mean he has to take off all the or, even part of the skin he takes off, because it lasses kamiya, right? To make a kamiya, some type of amulet that they write something on it, and it has some skulas. So hamavshim or kidei lasas kamiya chayev halachavav hamefarig duchsustus mi'al klafer has told us mavshim v'chayev. What does that mean? Klomar the or bishle musa. In other words, the whole skin achar hafshastosu min habosar kore gvil. Because the whole skin itself is called gvil. But the gvil has two parts to it. The top part and the bottom part. Kshemapi numchalikas gvil ba'ovya ba'osim menu beiz oros tzad ha'or ha'somuch b'chayela basar, meaning the part that is closer to the basar, that means the lower part, right? Kruya duchsustus. V'tzad ha'or ha'somuch b'chayel l'saros kori klaf. And the part that's the upper part, the part that's near the hair, that's called klaf. So when you say you need to write something on klaf, you're specifically talking about And different things are written on different parts of the or. Sheosakein lahafri l'chalik ha'or chayiv mishum toldo d'mafshit. So if he takes like part of the skin, the top layer, if he wants to take the duchsustus, right, and was opposed to taking the klaf, and he's mafrid between the two layers, that's the melacha of a mafshit.
With the tolda, do you use either layer, the upper or lower?
Yeah, either one.
Either one.
Yeah, look for it. V'nei chayodam kosov, the Goodman says here on page 19, the Sefer Tal Melachas, is mashma v'divei Rambam, davka mishum mafshit. If you want to see, we can look in the Rambam. That's the Hamafshim or top first page. They lost his kamiya chayev. So he's taking part of it to make a kamiya. So that's he's peeling away. But if you look here, back to page 19, Rav Goodman writes in the third line, in the second paragraph, Avim Mishum Korea Lecha. This is not called Korea. V'choram Olvur B'divrei Ram Shulchan Aruch Nefarach U'mafrid Oros Dvukim Chai Mishum Korea. So the question is, it says in Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, if you have different skins that are glued together, Yichai Mishum Korea. So how come when you're making the peel, you're peeling off, it's only what? It's mafshid. So he explains, Rav Gutman, Okorke Shloman, Mozadavkin, Beis Orsh, Tenidbuchu Yachad, Al Yidei Devek, Shaykh Korea. Whereas Korea means when you have two things that are glued together, and now you're separating them, that's called Korea. Korea Bebegit. Like you have different parts of fabric that are sewed together. It doesn't have to be glue, it could be stitches. And they're sewed together. Now you separate them, that's Korea. Masha'in King Shem Guf Echad, but if it's a Guf Echad, so then the tolda, meaning natural, it's a natural one, you know, the skin is a natural connection, it's an organic, natural connection, it wasn't artificially put together. Lo shayach ba mishim korea. That it's not korea. Rak ba'or yesh ba mishum b'lechad mafshit. But then it's mafshit, u'kishim b'farig, u'mafrid duksusus me'al haklaf. So if he takes away, he separates like different things. Some things you write a mezuzah on, some things you write, you know, the different parts of the thing have different halakhas, what you write on each part of the skin. So if you're separating them apart, the different layers, so that's the malacha of mafshit. And the Korea is not shayach over here, as Goodman points out, because Korea is when it's put together by humans, so to speak. It's not an organic connection. So that's the definition of the melacha. And we're going to have to see, Bez Hashem, when we get to it in a month or so, the melacha of mechatech. Someone was asking me, what's the din of taking aluminum foil, cutting a piece of aluminum foil to wrap something up on Shabbos? What malacha would that be under? So, you know, people would naturally say Korea, tearing. But according to many opinions, it's not Korea, because Korea means when the two things that were stuck together. So here it would be, like Rav Gutman said to me, it would be more of a shayla of makeh b'patish, of tikkun mana, something like that. Different opinions about that. Then we have to speak about toilet paper. What's the halacha of toilet paper? What is that all about? So that's when we get to mechatech. So now, the Gemara on page 4 the Gemara speaks about the Korban Pesach. Tana Rabbanan Arbasa Shechal Yos B'Shabbos Mafshitin Es HaPesach Ar HaChoza. But you take the skin off until the top part, the chest. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshel Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. The Chachamim omim mafshitin es kulo. And the Chachamim say you do the whole you take off the so Mishnah the Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshel Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka that's obviously tzara kavoa. Whereas he's saying because you don't need to. All you need is to get up to the. You need to bring out the fats that you're going to put on the mizbeach. You don't have to strip the whole thing. So you only what tzarach gavoah. So the question is, why did Rabbanan say you go the whole way up? El Rabbanan, my time, I'm a rabbi, barachan, I'm a yochanan, I'm a kroah, kol paul Hashem l'maneu. Farachan by l'maneu, you can Rav Yosef, I'm shalo yasriach. Because we're afraid that if you leave the skin on it, then it's gonna cause the rest of the animal to become putrid. Or Rav Amar Shalou Kotshei Shemayim Mutolim Kedevela. or it looks like, in other words, if you only take part of it, it looks like an animal that was killed, you know, like a nevela. Like, so, but if you take the whole thing, then it doesn't look like a nevela. It looks like an animal that was ready to be served, so to speak. It's more bakavadik. So what's the ma'inav kamini? Kamenayim demanach apturah de dehava. In other words, say it was lying on a golden table. Shein mutal bevizayon. So there, it's not mutal bevizayon. So of course, it's on a fancy table. So then maybe it wouldn't be mutter to then continue the peeling. But l'shem yesriach, it's still shayach. And the other nafkamina is of Yomer the Isvasa. Rashi, a cold ruach tzfonishim would be known as focham l'motzina. So if the weather is a certain weather that it's cool, it won't decay, and then there would be a heter to continue the peeling, because that's why I wouldn't apply. Oh, so now the Gemara on page 5, Ukuv Yudzayin Amar Aleph, it says El Amar. In other words, we're saying, what if you don't need say you're peeling it off, but you don't need the skin. You don't need the skin. So then the Gemara says that it's not a problem, because you're not using the skin. But isn't it a psik reishi? That it's so the Gemara says, "Our mother of Shem secretion lo yomis the shakilei bebarzi," means that when you took it off, you cut it up, so there's nothing left. So there's secretion is if you cut the whole thing, now you'd have a nice piece of skin that theoretically you could use. I'll say you didn't use it, but if you when you cut it up, it got cut up into pieces, now it's useless. So that would be the same idea. So then it would be mutter. Then it wouldn't be a shalom psikresha. Rashi says, a shokele bebarzi bechatichas dakos mafshi v'chotech dein derech hafshote bekach v'lav malachahu el shmus. So if you take it that way, you cut it up, then that's not the malach of Hafshata. So the question is, this is the question at hand, that Rav Gutman discussed in the Sefer. Is there any difference between peeling the skin off and just not using it, as opposed to when you peel it off to cutting it up that it's not even usable in potential? That's the question. In other words, because it seems, as Gubin points out, it seems from the way Rashi learns the Gemara, that it's only mutter because it's not usable l'maisa. But if it only be not usable in potential, then maybe that still would be a problem. This comes up a lot, as we'll see, as Gubin points out, in the case of disha, schita. Say, for example, this shiloh comes up a lot. If you have to squeeze something, say a lot of times women ask shilohs about expressing milk on Shabbos. So to express milk on Shabbos to give to a baby is a melacha d'oraisa. It's also to do. It's a melacha d'oraisa. Obviously, if it's pikuach nefesh, if he has no other way of having food, then pikuach nefesh is docha you know, all the mitzvahs, all the, but say she just needs it, say she wants to use it so she'll have extra milk for the future, to store away, and it's not a shaila that he doesn't have enough, she just wants to have the surplus, so that it'd be a melacha daraisa, because whenever you do disha, dosh, it's, so the post can say that you have to throw away, you have to throw away the milk. In other words, if you manually express milk with a manual pump, then you have to throw it away.
Then secretion the lonicha way, or?
Oh, so that's the question. But the question is, do you have to throw it away right away, or could you put it, you know, get it in a cup and then throw it out? Or does it have to be immediate? So there's a machlokas, as Rav Gubin pointed out, between the Taz and the Eliyahu Rabbah. Take a look at the Taz on page 9. He says, "Lo yesh b'shchita b'shem toldo the dasha mafarik v'in iser ella b'nichalei b'mayda nafkeminei." You have to, has to be nichalei. Gone b'dasha mafarik ella there achrona gakan oser hakolpanim midrabana filo nichalei b'shem haki im nishbach sheicher oshar mashkin. Say some beer fell on your tablecloth. And you want to clean it. Who wrote to Lanakoso? Now, Koparim, lo yishom mimenu toch kaf achas v'lishpoch lachutz. But you shouldn't get it, I guess, squeeze it into a spoon, and then from the spoon throw it out. Tavagav yashilcherv l'ibud, because even though ultimately you're throwing it away, because mokom kan v'shoshu hu shoev toch hakaf, Osa Issa Gomer. Because when you squeeze it out into the spoon, now you did the Issa. The fact that later on you're throwing it out, even though later on is 2 seconds later, it's Osa. That's why what some people do when they collect the milk, they put it in a kli that has like soap or something like that, so that right away it's le'ibud. Because of the Taz Shita. Because once you collected it, that's the you finished the malacha. What you do later is something else. So
if you're collecting it just to throw it away, it doesn't knock it down to the Sikresha Dolonicha away?
So maybe it'll be just the.
Or some sort of.
The question is, would it knock it down to a shavuos? Maybe it'll knock it down to a shavuos, but it won't be heter gomer.
The maisa is a tsar gadol, right?
Yes.
It doesn't express it?
Right.
So you can do a shavuos for a tsar gadol, maybe.
Right. In other words, he's not talking about a case of a tsar gadol. He's talking about a case where you spilled some beer on the tablecloth, and I guess the way they would do it those days is they would try to squeeze it into some type of spoon, some type of receptacle, and then they would throw it out. So he says you can't do that, the Taz says. But Rav Gubin points out the Eliyahu Rabbah disagrees. Take a look at the Eliyahu Rabbah on page 10. The second arrow on the bottom there. But is died the gam bekach she'ein notel bekoach lo havi beforek. So oh the gam bekach she notel bekach kevin she died to lashlicha mikach. He says he doesn't think it's a problem. Even if you take it, you get it into a receptacle, but if you had in mind that you're throwing it out, that he thinks it's all the same. In other words, he disagrees, as Rav Gubin pointed out, he disagrees with the Taz. He disagrees with the Taz. And that's what Rav Avadi has told me. That as long as you throw it away, right?
What's the mechanics of how that works?
Oh, so we'll see in a second. So, Rav Gubin is going to point out in the Sefer that maybe this discussion here, the Eliyahu Rabba and the Taz, is relevant for this discussion about if you peel the skin off. But it wasn't chopped up right away. And then you're not going to use it. So he says maybe the Rashi Shita is a riot to the Taz. That's what Goodman's going to say. Because according to Rashi, it's only mutter when it got the second, when you were slicing it off, it already got what? Chopped up. So, if you take a look, I'll show you. Goodman has a nice piece here. He says, "Here." Take a look on page 20. He says with the first hours. He says, "Near the Vrem, the Kvar Biarnu Leel, may the Matzida Bekam Melachos Shabbos Devinish Yu Hatachlis Kayotzei Shoyu BeMishkan. The Melachos Dishu V'Schita, the Imsochet the Zaysim VaNovim LaAben Hamashke Potter, because that's what they did in the Mishkan. They didn't squeeze things to throw out. Came to Einu Osa Kedel Shoyu Doshim BeMishkan." He says, and that's not even the machlokas of Malacha Shenet Shrikal Gufo. Because Rabbi Yehuda says Malacha Shenet Shrikal Gufo is chayiv. He says, "Feel Rabbi Yehuda is machayiv Malacha Shenet Shrikal Gufo potter mishum te'ena doma the mashayim mishkan." In other words, it's totally different from the mishkan. In other words, it can be a machlokas when you need it for some other purpose. But here you just throw it away, that's so different, that's not the malach at all. So he says, that's the pshat.
Right.
See? Have to do some, see, he's talking about spilling, See, what did they do in the Mishkan? They took the skins off the rams and they used it for the Mishkan. They used those oros. So therefore, if you do it in a way that it's all got destroyed in the peeling process, that's not hefshed at all. See, if you, so that's the pshat in Rashi. So you have a dying hosted beer. If Kehu Kavanas Rashi, okay, my Mokilav Gemara Decha Kote Chatiches Dakos. Why did Rashi have to explain that it's Chatiches Dakos? Why did Rashi just explain that it's you just mafshed it and you just didn't use it? So he says no, because that's different. That's if you mafshed it and don't use it, so that could be the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon where the Melachah Shein Tzrichu Lagufa, because it's still. Potentially you could use it, so then it's not exactly like the Mishkan where they did use it, that's machlokes. But if a mamish goes le'ibud, that's even more remote. And then it's mutter l'kulei alma. That's how why Rashi explained it. And he said, and that's pshat in the Taz. He says, Shuchim adayim l'chol sebiur dim kein hu kavaras Rashi. He came, amai mokim lo begmora davka bechote chatiches dakos ha'av b'mapshit Biyachad kol ha'or came in the eilu tzorach ba'or sulo avidubi the mishkan u'potter k'mo b'sochen zeisim v'anovim v'amashka holach le'imud k'ero de mafshel l'am hu tzorach ha'mon she mafshel chatichas dachos davka v'nir ha'levayer al pi ma'ashikot v'ataz v'nitzchita b'shubhachim nishpach Sheikhar or Mashkin, Alamapov, who wrote Selena Koso, Akoponim, Lo Yishov, Misham Tok Kaf Echem Lishbach Lachutz, you shouldn't, soak it into the receptacle. Davogav Sheikh Lenel Ibun, Mikol Mokom Kam Bishashu Shoev Tok Kaf. Oh, it's a gomer. That's the malach. He did a malacha. Then it's a machlokas. It's a malacha shein tzrichel gufo. Are you chayiv for that or not? Chayiv for that. But that's the malacha. And it's not going to help that you pour it out later. But the Eliyahu Rabba says that mabakar shenod l'mkav. Kevin shendaitu l'hashlich. In other words, the fact that you're keeping it for a second, but as long as you have, in other words, if you would keep it for a second, and you have in mind, I want to use it, and then you change your mind, then you could say, okay, he did the malach already. But the Eliyahu Rabba says, as long as you have in your mind, you're just getting in the cup, because it's just cleaner to do it that way, and then you'll throw it out into wherever. So it's not doing it, from the get-go, you had in mind to la'abed, so that's good enough. So, that's a question of the Taz takes it literally. No, once you collected it, even though you had in mind to throw it out afterwards, you did the malacha. So this is on this dati don't regard the Rambam's line of kanataz the adkan lo amrina the sochet mashke in the tzorach of mashke lavshei malacha lo vadofi malacha in the tzorach of gufa. The Taz says dafka beholach leibut tekef. That's the holach leibut tekef. Take if be'ez chitosim. Avom sochet mashke b'toch kaf, but if he's sochet the mashke l'toch kaf, av sh'daitu l'ashchlich ha'chak, v'in it's only sof sof ha'malocha kvar nases. V'akein tachlis ha'malocha sh'yom in vishkan. So this is a very fundamental, and that's the pshat by mafshit. In other words, by mafshit also, it's the same type of idea. But then he points out something interesting here. Hefshet or... So this is a fundamental machlokes.
Actually, it's a little bit different, isn't it? Because it's sort of impossible to chop it up into the little unusable pieces while you're skinning it. You can spill it immediately.
But if you use this barzi, I don't know what it is. It's some type of chopper face, so you can't chop right away.
Still removes it first. I don't know.
No, he's saying it's not removed first. Mm-hmm. It says the way of removing it is some type of thing that chops it up as it's... a grinder of sorts that you go over it, and then as you're taking it out, it gets grinded in the machine, in the cleaver rather, and that so it gets chopped up as you're moving along. So he's saying that Rashi works well with the Taz, and it's all one mahalach that has to be, because once it's holach libud miyad, so then it's not a shame malach b'chlal. It's better than a malach shein esricha l'gufa. Malach shein esricha l'gufa is machlokas. Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. We happen to paskin as potter, but Rav Yehuda paskin as chayiv, and the Rambam paskin is like Rav Yehuda. So it could be a shayla of a daraisa, according to the Taz. So that's why some people have this thing that they put soap. Like when they want to take the woman's milk and express, so it's expressed into a kli that already has soap in it or something like that, so it's leibud right away. So
that is varnish the thing, or?
I don't know, varnish the thing, it's a thing that some people do. I mean, if they want to be machmir for the tas. If you hold, like the Eliyahu Rabba, that you can collect it and then throw it out. That's what Rabbi Mati always tells me. You don't have to put in soap right away. You just discard it. Oh, see, there's another interesting point here at the bottom. Okay, he quotes the din. Let's take a look at the Shulchan. Oh, okay. One second. he calls it a tshuva. There's an interesting tshuva of the Chassam Sofer. That different quotes. Let's take a look. What's the malacha of page 16? These are the new printings of the Chassam Sofer. This machon, they did a tremendous job.
This is Rabbi Yochanan?
This is Machon Hamor.
Machon Hamor. Because I think there's also Machon Chassam Sofer or something like
that. Yeah, there is Machon
Chassam Sofer. Erloy.
Yeah, so... Because basically, he took the Tshuva Chassam Sofer, he divides it into paragraphs, and he gives titles to the paragraphs. So it makes it much more user-friendly. Because the old Tshuva Chassam Sofer was just, you got to read it, and it wasn't broken up like some, a little bit, but not much more user-friendly. That's what Rav Avadi Yosef did. Someone wrote a diary that they learned with Rav Avadia Yosef the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years of his life. And they kept a diary of whatever went on that day. So one day it says that he said, when you learn Chuvah Chassam Sofer, you have to go read it very slowly to get to chap what he's saying. Now, you still have to read it slowly, but now it's easier when it's divided into paragraphs. So what's the malach if you light a candle on Shabbos? So Pashas is, it's Havara. Right, that's Havara. Question is, why isn't it Bishul? Why don't you say it's Bishul? Well, when you take Shemin in a receptacle and you have a wick and you light it, why isn't that Bishul? So he says, we call Mokom Indian Bishul Bashama Susha Tsarhla Hadover Hamavasha. He says Bishul means that you're cooking something but you want to use the thing that's cooked. Here the candle is getting consumed. So that's not Bishul. Havara might have a different but the definition of Bishul, he writes here, Indian Bishul Bashama Susha Tsarhla Hadover. So it's similar to what we were saying before, like Rav Gubin points out. In other words, the Malach of Soche Dosh means you need the thing, but if it's holach li'ibud right away, so he says, "Mikol mokem inim bishul b'shabbos u'shet zorach la'adover hamizbasha l'kol parim nishar ba'olam." Mashe'ekin k'shekala v'holach v'achar bishul lo nishar b'yodo b'uma. But if you have something that is totally consumed, avav bishul mikol mokem bishul ha'adover hu inim. The mice, it's getting cooked, it's getting heated up. He says, it could be, see, someone would say, if you have a candle that's made out of fat of an animal and there's milk in it, then maybe you violate the Isser of Mavasho Basa Mechol. But he says, that's maybe for the Mavasho Basa Mechol. But the Mavasho on Shabbos, the definition of mavashal is to heat it up for future use. But if it's getting consumed now, that could be havara, but that's not bishul. It could be bishul for basam chol, but not bishul for Shabbos. Kol mokam inyan bishul b'shabbos hu shetzorach la'adov ha'mispashal kol par nishar ba'olam. Masha enkin k'shekol v'holach v'achar bishul o nishar b'yodo m'uma afal pishim mikol mokam bishul la'adov hu l'inyan Basim Cholov also to'eva, the Achmar copied a Maisa Bishol. See, by Basim Cholov, you did a Maisa Bishol. You heated up milk and meat. So you did a Maisa to'eva. You call Mokam B'Shabbos Potter to Lohava Ke'ein Bishol Samamadim. Because what did they do? They took the dye, the different vegetables, and they cooked it to get the color out. Right? But whatever they were cooking stayed around, didn't get consumed. Or Kayotim is like Begozes Havaseh Holach Liman Rach Fadas Mokam Haor Lady Giza Bekotchim Chayim Mishum Gozim Shabbos Potter. But if you're not going to use it all, it's going to Holach Liibud. Like you shear the wool and Holach Liibud. That's not the Malacha. And then he quotes Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin the Shakal Leibah Barzei. That's what Gub was pointing out. That's our Gemara. That got chopped up right away. You can have two people, he's saying, who squeezed something on Shabbos, but one let it go to Ibud, and one kept it in a Kli. So this guy didn't do anything wrong, and the other guy was Mechal Shabbos, just because he kept it in the Kli. See, something very small makes a whole big difference. So he says, that's why in Shabbos, Lo Mechayim Mishum Vashel El Mishum Havara. But Basa B'cholov, that could be a different story. Because that's not the same Bishol as Bishol B'Shabbos. Bishol B'Shabbos and a lot of the Malachas are to prepare something, you know, you're writing something, and now it's here. It's not like you did something and it's getting consumed now, except for Havara. We have to learn what Havara exactly is and what that Malach is all about. But most Malachas, like Bishol, is you're cooking something, softening it up for eating or for something else, etc. Oh. So if you take a look at Shulchan Aruch, on page 18, Hilchos Tefillin. So he says, Tefillin is written on the cloth, right? We said the different parts, right? There's a cloth, there's the chsusta, so yeah, cloth me or behem chayev oaf, right? The cloth is the skin of a mechayev oaf, hatahorim, from a kosher species, but it can even be in the veil or trefa. So it doesn't have to be kosher from the perspective of that it's really kosher, it's that it can't be from a non-kosher species, even though you didn't check it. The nafish zuame, and that's from the skin of a fish. Oh, so Rav Goodman here on page 22 says like this: Yidei mevur b'shulchan aruch on the bottom of the right bottom. Yidei mevur b'shulchan aruch le'inyan k'siva stam. The mutar lichtov gamal or ha'of. Right, you can write stam. Right, again, different things. Something needs the gvil. Gvil means the whole thing. Or if it's the sustus or the cloth, right? You know, the difference between different. The cloth is the outer part, the sustus is the inner part. So, what's the story about Malach of Hefshet by an oaf? So he says, "Botzer ofshet is bashel." The person cooked chicken. Page 22 in the top, on the left side. V'notel or mi'al gabi ha'basar, nira vade de mutar. Afi name the shame or ala gamli nichiv Shabbos. Yim tol ha'kanaf min ha'of ha'achar bishol ho'chashiv ha'achar cheng min ha'basar v'shem ochala. Kol shikin jesh lo min in hefshe v'or shen tzpati yachan ha'basar. Shem ochala min ochal nira de lo shayach melechas mafshit. Kibo melechas ibud. He says that so what's the pshat? He said, "Tani chelik min abos v'shem ochale. Kol shekein diyesh lo min in hefshet ha'orshet is bashal biyachin abos nitpal abos." He says the or of a chicken is also, you know, some people it's not healthy, right? But some people eat the
gribbiness.
Right.
Pretty bad.
I mean, we have a cardiologist sitting right here, and he can tell us how bad these things are. But Lamaisa, he says, it's still okal. So So he wants to say that by Ochel...
You know, we're
right. Well, Shaykh Melechus Mafshit. Just like Ibud the Ochlin. Or he wants to say, what if you take off the skin before the kilki? Take the Indian Hefshet or Kodam Bishol, or Basa Biyotim. They're Nami the Mutter. Whereas, if you take the or when the oaf is still alive, you could say that's machshiri ochal nefesh, that's maybe only mutter if you couldn't have done it from before yantif. But ma'acha shchita, so then it's part of the ochal. That's ochal atzmo. So then it's not a din of machshiri. The ochal nefesh gomer mutter up after bear of yantif. So he wants to say that don't think that taking off the skin is a malacha of mafshit. But anyway, I mean, you're not going to, because you could say that even though you're not going to use it, what a person is going to take off the skin is going to throw it away. But Maisa, we said that could still be an issa derabbanan.
Because in potential, it's still...
Right, so right. It's not like... The only case that was mutter in the Gemara is when it got chopped up as you were taking it away. So it could be that taking off the skin would be a question of mafshit. So to that he says, no, because it's an ochel. It's part of the chicken. It's puntal to the chicken, so it's not considered... Like you, a lot of times you cook it with the skin on. But say other ores of all, not chicken, but of a behemoth. So you're not gonna, the time it gets to the stage of bishul, you already took off the ore from before. Cooking just the meat. But a chicken, you don't necessarily do that. You can cook it with the skin on. So he says, so that's the difference, you know, because the skin on the by a chicken is like part of the ochel. Mm-hmm. It's nitpal to the ochel. So therefore, if you would take it off, it's not called mafshit. Even though you're not grinding it up, but you could say, took it off, so that's it. Now you did the malacha, just like. So, you know, how he explains Rashi and how he explains the Taz and all this. He says, no, that this is a different type of ore. Ore of the chicken, ore of the chicken is different. Yeah. And then he wants to say another point of Gumin that, you know, in the question of psikrations lo nichale, is a question whether nichle means you want it, so lo nichle means you're parv, or you have to be mamish against. So he wants to say that Rashi, he says that Rashi on page 6 says, Lo nichale, the meaning lo ichpasle. He says, lo ichpasle is still asa. You have to, so that's called like nichale. Lo ichpasle is still, in other words, for it to be lo nichale, you have to be mamish what?
Not part.
Anti. So Rav Goodman says, maybe that's also the pshat why Rashi understood the case of the hefshet, that it gets what?
Sorry, where's this writing?
On page 6. Tvei nichale.
Wow, this is the first place I've ever seen where lo nichale and no ichmasle, the halacha is different.
Right, so he's saying, it's a machlokas rishonim, that in Shitas Rashi, he feels that if it's nichale and ichpasle are the same, and lo ichpasle, You're neutral, that's also... But to be low nichla, you have to be anti. Anti-establishment. So he says, Rav Gutman, that that's the pshat. That could be another reason why Rashi, on page 20, he says, "Biyashita Rashi near dozel l'shitasa of Shimon Chai p'tzik reisha of lo nichla, lo b'nishi nichla." Bafuki zeis parasun yudel. The machshav after in the tzolach or because Mokum came in the p'tzik reisha that chayev alof. Tarish the mafshim chote chatiches dakas lav malachu klal al shvus. Because Rashi chote chatiches lav malachu, and then he says that idea. Whereas he says Tosus Shita is that Kafuk Shita is Tosus Vila Nom Chayv B'Sik Reshe Rak Banan Sadeh D'Nichale. In other words, you have you only Chayv Nichale, so if you parv, that's called Lo Nichale. So and that he quotes from the Tosus here on page 7. It's Kavan Chabos, it's when you flip, you have coals, the bottom coals and the top coals, and you're flipping them around. So he says that Avavishay Miskavim Anasadi the Nichale. Avavichode Einu Nena Barvara. The Kavisha Einu Nena Lotus Kavim Higher. So in other words, so he says that not like Rashi. He says that it has to be Nichale, so Nichale means I want it, and Lo Nichale means I don't care. Lo Ichmasle. But not necessarily against. And this is could be very significant machlokes about, you know, different shilas about people point out about walking in the street and then a light goes on, which you know, might be significant for the homeowner who wants to, you know. But for you, it's not doing anything. Say there are other lights, and you know. So if you hold the definition of lo nichale, it means you have to get against it. You're not against it. You parv. So that, according to Rashi, would be a chumra. According to Tosis, since I'm not gaining anything for it, so I'm neutral. So that's already also called lo nichale. So that's a. That is a very fundamental discussion, and it will have nafkaminas pointed out for these type of cases.
So that's it. Because they say even if you're neutral,
In other words, according to Rashi, to be mutter, you have to be what? Against. Yeah. But if you parv, that's like nichale. And according to Tosus, if you're you don't have to be against, as long as you're... Tos is a kula.
Right.
As long as you parv...
Parv, that's considered lonikul.
So that's... right, so you don't have to be... You don't have to be
parv is neutral.
Parv is neutral.
Tos is... The Tosus is mako, that even if you're parv, even if you're parv neutral, that's considered lonikul. But Rashi says, no, Rashi's machmer, you have to be dead set against.
Right. Okay, so this is the Malach of Mafshit. This is, I think, the only shiur we're going to have in Mafshit. It's not such a... some Malachas we've spent, like Mishal, we spent 44 shiurim on. Mafshit will have one shiur. And we'll move on to Masarte. There's going to be these short Malachas. Masarte, Ma'abed, till we get to Machatech. That's like a very... That's a longer Malacha. And things like that. Okay, Shkoyach.